Chapter 12, Hiawatha. Hiawatha was the hero and strong protector of the Ojibwe people. His father was the West Wind. His mother, Winona, had died of sorrow, and his grandmother, Nokomis, took care of him when he was a child. By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the shining Big Sea Water, stood the wigwam of Nokomis, daughter of the moon, Nokomis. Dark behind it rose the forest, rose the black and gloomy pine trees, rose the firs with cones upon them. Bright before it beat the water, beat the clear and sunny water, beat the shining Big Sea Water. At the door of the wigwam on summer evenings, Hiawatha sat and listened to the whispering pine trees, the lapping water, and the sounds of the forest. During the days, with his grandmother's help, he learned the secrets of nature. Then the little Hiawatha learned of every bird its language, learned their names and all their secrets, how they built their nests in summer, where they hid themselves in winter, talked with them whene'er he met them, called them Hiawatha chickens. He called the wild animals of the forest Hiawatha's brothers. The beaver, the squirrel, the reindeer, and the rabbit all became his friends. Hiawatha learned to hunt with a bow and arrow. He grew strong and swift of foot, and he was brave. When he became a young man, he fought many times with the enemies of his people and defeated them. One problem of the Ojibwe people worried Hiawatha. They needed a new kind of food. They had the blueberry, the strawberry, the fish, and the wild animals, but these were not enough. As Hiawatha walked through the forest, he met the young god, Mondamin. And behold, the young Mondamin, with his soft and shining tresses, with his garments green and yellow, with his long and glossy plumage. Hiawatha and Mondamin fought. They wrestled for 7 days. At last, Hiawatha was triumphant. Suddenly upon the greensward, all alone stood Hiawatha, panting with his wild exertion, palpitating with the struggle, and before him, breathless, lifeless, lay the youth with hair disheveled, plumage torn and garments tattered. Dead he lay there in the sunset. Hiawatha buried Mondamin and watched over his grave. At last a small green feather, like the ones Mondamin had worn, began to sprout up from the grave. Then another and another grew. By the end of the summer, there stood the corn in all its beauty, the new food for the Ojibwe's and Hiawatha's great gift to his people. Hiawatha went on to new adventures. He built a birch bark canoe. "Give me your bark, O birch tree, of your yellow bark, O birch tree, growing by the rushing river. Tall and stately in the valley, I a light canoe will build me, build a swift chimuan for sailing, that shall float upon the river, like a yellow leaf in autumn, like a yellow water lily." Hiawatha's bride was Minnehaha, and he talked over his wedding plans with his grandmother, Nokomis. "In the land of the Dakotas lives the arrow maker's daughter, Minnehaha, Laughing Water, handsomest of all the women. I will bring her to your wigwam. She shall run upon your errands, be your starlight, moonlight, firelight, be the sunlight of my people." For many years, Hiawatha and his wife Minnehaha looked after the Ojibwe Indians. Those were happy, peaceful years. The Ojibwes grew corn, hunted in the forests, built birch bark canoes, made sugar from the maple, gathered wild rice from the meadows, and dressed the skins of deer and beaver for clothing. Until at last, when Hiawatha was old and he knew he must leave the Ojibwe's, he climbed into his birch bark canoe for the last time. Westward, westward, Hiawatha, sailed into the fiery sunset, sailed into the purple vapors, and the people from the margin watched him floating, rising, sinking, till the birch canoe seemed lifted high into that sea of splendor, till it sank into the vapors like the new moon, slowly, slowly sinking in the purple distance. And they said, "Farewell forever," said, "Farewell, O Hiawatha," and the forests, dark and lonely, moved through all their depths of darkness, sighed, "Farewell, O Hiawatha."